Children as young as 3 can have clinical depression. Washington University researchers were the first to confirm that. They've since demonstrated that kids who get depressed as preschoolers are likely to have recurrences of depression when they reach school age, later in adolescence, and throughout life. But using a type of parent-child interactive therapy that helps children more effectively manage emotions, Washington University child psychiatrist Joan Luby and her team have shown it's possible to reduce depression rates and lower depression severity in kids.
Treating depression at younger ages in the preschool period results in higher rates of improvement, sharper declines in depression severity, and higher rates of children achieving remission, no longer meeting criteria for depression.
Luby says the therapy, called PCITED, adapted a treatment that already existed and added to it. That original therapy was called PCIT. It targeted disruptive behavior in kids.
We took the techniques of that form of treatment to help coach the parent on how to manage the child's emotional responses. The parent wears a bug in the ear, and they're coached by a therapist observing through a one-way mirror. And we developed a new module that targets emotion development for the treatment of depression.
The PCITED therapy lasts for 18 weeks and 20 sessions. It does not involve medication, and it does improve depression symptoms in kids. And it turns out, in parents, too.
When you treat the child without targeting the parent directly, their depression improves. The reverse effect has been demonstrated, where if you treat the parent's depression, the child's depression improves. But this is some of the most powerful data suggesting it happens in the reverse direction.
Another plus is that the therapy doesn't require a child psychiatrist or psychologist.
Fundamentally, the therapy could be broadly disseminated. It wouldn't be difficult for people with a master's degree to be trained to proficiency to deliver the therapy. And the therapy is manualized and it only takes 18 weeks. So that's the other really appealing part of it, is that it is manageable from a practical and cost point of view.
And Luby says that because kids with depression tend to have episodes that recur later in childhood and throughout life, relieving depression in young children might have an impact on risk later on.
It underscores the importance of identifying the disorder early and treating the disorder early, because A, it suggests the treatment was effective. B, it suggests the treatment had what we call large effect size. So it does suggest that when you treat the disorder earlier, the child is more amenable to change.
Luby and her colleagues report their findings in the American Journal of Psychiatry. I'm Jim Dryden.